the talons of the Yukon. King, the swiftest, strongest, the Eskimo lead dog, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the talons of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. On the trail from Stovepipe, a group of high rocks concealed the entrance to a deep cave.
Ho! Ho, your mounties! Well, if we get these furs into the cave, I'll jump back to the city.
Yeah. The boss will send someone along to pick them up.
Well, it's a quicker way to get rich than working with a pig.
Listen, I've seen more gold in these last 2 years than a miner sweating over his claim. None of that stuff for me.
Yep. Then pays off all right. But it'd be a bad man to cross.
There's only one answer to that one, Branch. You're smart, you don't cross them.
Yep. Remember what happened to Lizzie?
I never did hear that story straight.
Got some more for the sled. Here.
Last I heard, Lizzie got hung for Pop Johnson's murder.
Lizzie didn't have no more to do with Pop Johnson's murder than you had.
Huh? Here, you dropped the beaver pelt.
Yeah, put it on top.
This is the last of the batch.
You say. All anybody knows is Lefty thought he was getting too big for the gang.
Yeah?
He was all set to strike out on his own, pull a couple of jobs and leave the Yukon.
What happened?
All I know is the mounty got into a murder and he swung on his lady. When I heard he was being on the charge.
How come he got hung so soon after he was caught?
Yeah, that's a funny part of it. 2 or 3 hours after someone brought Slim the news that Lefty was going to rat on him to save his hide, Lefty was found in his cell.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows this day how it happened. Not even the Marty to put the handcuffs on him. And nobody had the keys to his car.
They had to get in somewhere.
The only one to get the answer to that is Slim. And he don't say much.
Yeah, right there. All right, General John.
I'll ride back to Stokeford. You stay here when the boys come to pick up his load.
He ought to be along, sir. I guess I'm... Hey.
What's wrong?
Look. Out there on the trail.
That's one of the boys.
I was riding that trail, it ain't. He comes from the north, if it was.
Yeah, better get out of here.
Wait a minute. See if we can get behind these rocks. It's a Molly.
What's up on the tracks? Get the gun, Max.
Don't worry, I'm ready.
Then let him have it.
Take a run for luck, King.
What is this?
That was too close.
I'm going to make a break for it.
Hey, what do you mean? How am I
going to... Just let me carry you. Cover me, dear. Hey.
King, bring me my kit.
Where are you taking me, man?
That's it, fella. Back to Stovepipe. As soon as we get this fixed up. And I want to look inside that cave.
Easy
there. I wouldn't reach for that gun. King's keeping a close eye on it. No?
Hey, I'll go along, piece of
it. Sorry. I'll kill you watching while I go inside the cave.
You won't be trying to carry the lawn, Marty.
Is this your hideout?
Well, the answers you got, how come that one ain't in your book?
His partner wouldn't have hit the trail so quickly. Well, stolen pelts. Every last one of them. Marked with a torn. And these are Dan Kelly's skins. They must have just stored them here.
Stovepipe boasted one of the few newspapers in the North. Edited by Jim Armstrong, the language of its editorials was often more strong than correct, but it was geared to the needs of the men who read it and crusaded always for law, order, and justice in the Yukon. Sergeant Preston and his prisoner rode into Stovepipe just as oil lamps were being lighted.
Okay. Hold on. All right, Mac, come on.
You're in a hurry, Monty.
I want to ask you some questions.
Questions usually gotta have answers.
Hey there, Sergeant Preston.
Hello, Jim. How's everything at Aquarium?
Quiet. Too quiet.
Well, who's your prisoner?
Mac Wiley.
Yeah? What are you jailing for?
Stealing furs.
Yeah, stealing furs, huh?
Who? Dan Kelly, as far as I know now. All right, in there, Mac.
You can take these handcuffs off now, can't you?
Yes, I suppose so.
Say, you sounded like you thought there was more behind this than meets the eye, Sergeant.
Yes, I think there is.
Yeah, mind if I stay around a while?
Always a newspaper man, eh, Jim?
Shush. Gotta pin something or the boys will run me out of town.
No chance of running you out of town. But stay if you like. You might find it interesting.
I wouldn't count on that, Monty.
Yeah.
Say. I ain't answering any questions, see? You can keep me locked up here for any charges you think of.
You mean you'll serve a jail sentence before you... This don't make sense.
Maybe it does make sense. What are you afraid of? Your partner won't be able to get you out.
I ain't talking.
It might go easier with you.
Listen, I ain't signing my own death warrant. What kind of a fool do you think I am? Think I want to be found hanging from the ceiling in the morning? Not me.
Hanging from the...
You heard me. Go on. Ask me anything you want. If you like talking to yourself.
You mean Lefty Watson? That looked like suicide.
You Monty's ain't so smart. Lefty committing suicide. That's a laugh. The boss got... I ain't saying anymore.
Who is the boss?
No one could have hung Lefty.
All night long, Preston and Jim Armstrong fired questions at the outlaw. But after his one slip, mentioning the boss, Mac refused to say more. As the hours wore on, the light flickered on his tired, lined face, but his resolution was not to be shaken. A few hours before daybreak, the sergeant and Jim left him.
I'd say that was a mighty scared man.
Yes, indeed. Boss. You know, Jim, I have a hunch this is the gang behind most of the robberies in this part of the North.
Robberies and murders? They've been stealing gold and furs for a long time now.
If we could get Wiley to tell us what he knows...
There might be a way to reach him.
What do you mean?
Listen, Jim. Do just as I tell you.
The next morning, as Sergeant Preston sat behind his desk in the jail...
You're up early, Jim.
Yeah, had to get the paper out. Brought you over a copy.
Oh, thanks. I'm releasing my prisoner this morning.
Releasing him?
Yes, lack of evidence. All right, Mac.
You mean I'm free?
Yes. But let me give you one tip. If I catch up with you again, you'll stay behind bars a long time.
Ah. So long, Mr. Editor.
Oh, we'll be seeing more of each other. You see the Clarion yet?
I never read any papers. Besides, I'm in a hurry.
You made the news this time.
Yeah, well, you... What?
Sure. Read it.
Captured by Sergeant Preston, Mac Wiley told this writer and the sergeant of the leader of a gang. Hey.
Makes good news, don't it?
I didn't tell
well,
you.
Well, if I told them the truth, wouldn't be nothing exciting there. I'll say escape from jail in the next one.
Hey, Monty, you can't let them do this.
Jim Prince, when he wants to.
Sure. Ain't you ever heard of freedom of the press?
No, I guess you wouldn't have.
I didn't talk. I didn't. Now this says I did. You won't believe me. I won't have a chance at him.
You're a free man. Go on out and square it with your gang yourself.
Oh, I can't. They shoot me on sight. Come on, lock me up.
Lock you up? Mac, I just told you.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But you gotta. You gotta lock me up. I tell you, they'll kill me if you don't. They might even...
I'm done for, I guess. That's all your fault. You done this.
Now, wait a minute. There might be a way out of this for you.
What?
Give me the names of the men in the gang. I can almost call a list of crimes. But I need your help, Mac. And captured, they can't do you any harm.
Captured? You'd like that, wouldn't you, Monty? A nice feather in your hat. Besides, they'd get me anyway.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
I don't want it anyway. You got me into this, Preston. You got to help me out.
I can't do anything, Mac. Without evidence, my hands are tied.
How fast will that paper get around?
Oh, don't have enough copies for everybody. One man passes his along to the next fellow.
What if I give you the evidence you want?
If you do that, The whole gang will be behind bars by sundown.
Well, I guess there ain't anything else to do. One way or the other, I can't win. You'll find Slim at the cabin, 3 miles west of Skeleton Creek.
Following Mac's directions, Sergeant Preston and Jim headed for the hideout, the great dog king breaking tracks through the snow. With the advantage of surprise, they prepared to take a stand against 6 desperate men. The sun had already gone down behind a line of somber pine trees as the Mountie pulled his sled into the protection of a group of rocks.
We'll leave the dogs here.
I think if we go from here on snowshoes, it'll be better.
You're right. You suppose you got someone on guard?
Hard to tell from here. All I can make out is a cabin. But by keeping in the shadow of those pine trees, we should be safe enough. All right, King, old boy. Come on.
Watch out. To the back of the cabin. Matt said there's a door there.
What if he was lying?
The bomb might have been
come this far, Jim.
And so to the back of the small cabin, the 2 men crept. The great dog King soundlessly hugging his master's footsteps, every muscle tense, ready for the conflict to come. The outlaws, feeling secure, had long since forgotten to bolt the wood door the 2 men now silently faced. The mount had pushed it quietly, and to Jim's astonishment, it swung on its hinges. They entered a darkened room, shutting the door behind them.
They're all in the next room.
We're coming in, all right, but not with our hands up.
That's 2 up, got him, King.
All right, King. Good work, fella. Better handcuff a lot of them, Jim.
You ain't got nothing on us, that's right.
That's wrong. I've got all the evidence against you I need, Slim.
Yeah?
Yes. We persuaded Mac Wiley to give us a few details we didn't have.
Mac?
Let the boy see the paper I roll out when we get back to Stovepipe. I gotta hand it to you, Sergeant. It was a mighty smart trick faking that copy of the Clarion.
Without you and King here to help, these boys might still be free, Jim. All right. You might tell your men, Slim, that they had a long trip in front of them. A one-way trip.
You heard the Sergeant. Get going.
Yes, King. The case is closed.
Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the Great Dog King maintain the right and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the Challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at 6:30. Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.